In 2009, 2 years after the federal guilty plea, Mortimer D.A. Sackler, a board member, demanded to know why the company wasn't selling more opioids. Email traffic cited by Massachusetts prosecutors showed. In 2011, as states looked for ways to curb opioid prescriptions, family members peppered the sales staff with questions about how to expand the market for the drugs. Mortimer asked if they could sell a generic version of OxyContin in order to capture more cost-sensitive patients, according to one email. Kathy, his half-sister, suggested studying patients who had switched to OxyContin to see if they could find patterns that could help them win new customers, according to court filings in Massachusetts. The family statement said they were just acting as responsible board members, raising questions about business issues that were highly relevant to doctors and patients. In July 2011, Mortimer and Kathy's cousin, Dr. Richard Sackler, who had stepped down as Purdue's president several years earlier but remained an influential board member, went into the field with a sales representative to promote opioids to doctors, though some in the company were concerned that his involvement could run afoul of regulators, according to documents in the Massachusetts case. When he returned, he argued in an email to Purdue's vice president for sales that a legally required warning about opioids wasn't needed and that it implies a danger of untoward reactions and hazards that simply aren't there. The family's statement disputed that, saying that Richard supported accurate labeling and merely questioned where on the label the warning should appear. The statement also said he had not been out in the field with sales representatives since well before the launch of OxyContin in 1996. In 2014, Raymond Sackler, now deceased, sent three other family members a confidential memo about Purdue's strategy for placing patients on high doses of opioids for extended periods of time. The memo noted that doctors had argued against the practice, but that Purdue had beaten back efforts to impose caps on doses, according to the Massachusetts complaint. The next year, Jonathan Sackler, then a board member, sought information about how public health campaigns to curb opioid addiction would affect OxyContin sales. In 2017, he pushed to develop a new opioid and asked the staff to present a plan at the next Purdue board meeting.